In a statement released on Tuesday, the United Nations Interim Humanitarian Coordinator in South Sudan, Olusayo Oloo, strongly condemned the unprovoked attack and called on authorities to take immediate action. Andrea Noyes, deputy head of UN OCHA in South Sudan, says a convoy of two vehicles belonging to an international NGO came under attack at Abegi, 16 kilometers from Yei town, while on its way to a refugee settlement.
The NGO, a UN partner, were on their way to the Lasu settlement hosting refugees from DRC and Sudan to provide health, nutrition, and hygiene services. The two vehicles, a van and an ambulance, were carrying 15 passengers, 11 staff, and 4 patients at the time of the attack.
Noyes says the unidentified attackers opened fire on the vehicles, both clearly marked with the Red Cross logo and emblem.
The driver of the first vehicle was shot and injured, yet managed to keep driving and escape. The second vehicle, an ambulance, was forced to stop and the passengers fled into the nearby bush. All the passengers of the convoy were later accounted for. The ambulance was looted of medical and nutritional supplies by the armed group.
Noyes says it has become more challenging for humanitarians to reach the neediest South Sudanese due to escalating violence in parts of the country. She says even though road ambushes on civilian vehicles is nothing new on the Yei-Lasu road, this is the first attack on a humanitarian convoy since 2018.
This is unacceptable. I strongly condemn the unprovoked ambush on a convoy with both vehicles clearly marked by the NGO logo on the van and a visible Red Cross on the ambulance. Those responsible should be brought to justice.
Noyes says the ambush leaves thousands of refugees at the Lasu settlement without desperately needed medical supplies and services. Recent clashes in central Equatorial State between rebel fighters loyal to Thomas Cirilo and government forces has displaced thousands of civilians from their homes. In late June, gunmen killed an aid worker in Kyebet County, Lexi State, who was driving a clearly marked ambulance that was transporting a gunshot victim to a hospital following intercommunal violence in Kyebet County. Abegi area where the attack took place is under government control. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.